Right now, this portion of WEOL Spotlight on Avon is presented by The Rock Pile on Nagel Road, just north of I-90 in Avon. And watch their website for news on The Rock Pile's spring open house on April 2nd. And we have with us from The Rock Pile, Brian McCune. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here.
There's always lots of things going on at The Rock Pile. How do you describe your business?
Well, I guess probably the best thing to say about our business is a friendly, welcoming place where people come and possibly get some new ideas that they can adapt to their particular home site and make their home a little more, I don't know, personalized, lean a little bit towards something they might have an interest in, such as attracting certain kind of birds. We're going to have a strong emphasis this year on bird habitat in our trees and shrubs, plants, things to attract butterflies, this sounds crazy, but milkweed is one of the reasons that you don't see a lot of monarch butterflies anymore, because a lot of milkweed has been killed off through pesticides and insecticides. So it's really trying to bring some of that back and just have a little more pleasant home site, which is where you spend a great majority of your time.
They talk about sort of the outdoor living space, and that's what's created.
Yes.
The things that you
yes.
have there. Right?
Well, I don't know if this actually creates the living space. What it does is if you go into a theater that you know you're going to have a concert in, you have that theater already set up in your backyard or your front yard, wherever. This is the music that comes with it. This is the enhancement. There's a cardinal and a woodpecker feeding over there. There's, chickadees over here and another woodpecker. And, those two woodpeckers are, now we find out what pecking order is. This one's bigger than that one or more aggressive than that one. It's very interesting to watch.
Now, how do we, can we invite the squirrels in on this, too? I mean,
sure.
they have their own sort of comic routines, but sometimes you have to have the balance, right? They seem to.
Yes, exactly. And it's a lot of fun to actually set up, obstacle paths for squirrels. It's extremely entertaining. It's a clown show all by itself, and especially when you mix in your own pets, who will actually sit there and watch this TV show of life. It is staged just for them, and you'll see a squirrel. And squirrels will share. They don't get really combative that I've seen with each other, but they tend to drive away your birds as far as off your feeder. So you set up a specific area for the squirrels. And if it's entertaining enough, they may stick around and drive everybody crazy. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Let's talk a little bit about landscaping. You have a lot of things there for that as well. What's sort of in right now? What are people doing, you know, maybe in the next month or two around their yards?
For the next couple of months, we're going to be working with early blooming flowers and getting set up to some of the workshops that we'll have going on, composting, straw bale gardening, things that are going to have to do with maybe vegetable productivity, do a little home herb garden, that type of thing. You want to keep it kind of simple unless you're pretty experienced. Otherwise, it gets to be another full-time job. And we don't need any more full-time jobs. This is relaxing time. And you'll find that the atmosphere at the Rock Pile is very relaxing. It's welcoming. People get to know you, know your name. And it's an old philosophy. It's an old country store. And that's exactly what it's always been. And hopefully, that's what it'll always be.
Toughest thing sometimes to do and related to that is get good advice. You want to make sure that you get the good advice, or you have a suggestion. Those are things that you offer then.
Yes, we do. We've got some tree and shrub and plant experts with Matt and Rick in the garden center, and then Jamie and Ted and the rest of the crew inside. We've got excellent information on the kinds of things that you should do or should not do to, you know, and for a garden center, this sounds kind of crazy, but I'm not a fan of fertilizers, except in very specific applications. I think all this better living through chemistry is probably not the best thing health-wise for our pets or for our children. So there's a lot of natural kind of things that we can do to stay away from the heavy-duty fertilizers, and you'll get that information there. We have the products there to do that. Most of our products are centered on using natural remedies to solve weed problems, for instance. They're not as fast as the chemicals, granted, but they also don't have the negative residual effects.
But you probably run the same thing with sort of pesticides, too, because anytime you kill a bug, you kill some good bug, or those right. things that even the birds would rather have there, too.
They're not pesticides are not selective, and that's exact, and neither are herbicides. And that's one of the reasons that we have the problem with the monarch butterflies is I don't remember what the company was, but I think it was Monsanto that developed a what they call Roundup Ready soybean seed, or I'm not positive on which one it was, but what it was a seed that was planted by the farmers that was resistant to using Roundup. So now they blanket sprayed the area with Roundup, and they killed all the milkweed. Well, the monarch butterfly flies from South America to Alaska, approximately, and it takes about 7 or 8 years, as I understand it, to get there, and it's multiple generations. How they get that communication across, I don't know, when we can't seem to get information about so many other things. They've got a leg up on us, but in killing off the milkweed, that is the only food that the monarch butterfly eats on its journey. So this generation is now dead at that point, and now somehow a few get through and they continue to move on. But we got to get milkweed, I hate to say weeds, but we got to get the milkweed back in the world.
Yeah, there's always a pro and con, or a yin and yang of things, a disturbance that happens, or if you get an invasive weed or something that takes over and suddenly wants to eat what the native plant had, you have problems there as well. So we have to kind of balance that out. And you can get good advice at the rock pile. You talk about composting, which is a good way to add the nutrients back into the soil, and also just sort of proper landscaping so you're not dealing with so many of these different
Correct. There's a lot of things that you can do that mate with each other, so to speak, in an area. They're complementary to each other. One tends to offer a little resistance to this kind of a problem, which takes that kind of a problem away from another thing. There's people who are a lot more expert at this than I am. I own the place, but doesn't mean I have all the information. The crew that's on hand there has a tremendous amount of knowledge about this, many, many years of experience, and a lot of good, friendly people there, too.
A lot of this going on. And this time of the year, what's going on there right now? Is there anything? It is also an odd season, too. So,
yeah, this is a very unusual year. Fortunately, we haven't had the black ice. We haven't had the white ice. We haven't had any ice. Cool. That's great. So you're not slipping and sliding your way down your sidewalk. So primarily what's happening now is bird feed. And if anybody says pigs don't fly, guess again. There is a phenomenal amount of feed going out of that store in all kinds of specific grades and blends. And,
you're almost able to tailor what's then be attracted by what's in those mixes.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And you have to experiment a little bit with your own types of feeders and so on. And we can give you some advice on that.
If you don't see a given bird in your particular area where you live, can you do something from a feed standpoint to attract them? Or are they someplace else? They're not coming your way. Can food?
You definitely can, but you have to also be patient. Our society has become extremely right now here it is, and we can apply this or we can do this, and here it comes. Well, with friends, for instance, goldfinches, it takes a little while to get them comfortable sometimes to be able to feed at your feeder. Reason being, it's a little tiny bird that is very concerned about hawks. So the more open your property is and the less sheltered your feeders are, the less activity you're generally going to have. I'm sure there's exceptions, but if you have a whole bunch of evergreens around, and you'll find you get a lot of activity at that feeder because those birds can pop into those branches and get away from the predators that they know are there, including cats.
Yep, there's a lot that goes on to it, so you have to create sort of an environment for them and just be patient.
Sure.
And patience
is a big thing.
Right, and enjoy that as well. And, of course, there's nothing like sort of seeing a special species that sort of is popping through on its migration or doing something.
It's a lot of fun. And every once in a while you'll get hawks blue herons coming in. Nobody wants to see a blue heron because they know their pond just got drained of fish. Beautiful bird, makes a horrible sound, about 4 feet tall, and shrieks like a dinosaur. Flies like a dinosaur.
I had one
too.
Land in my pool last year, and it was the strangest looking.
Did you jump in with it?
No, my dog is just kind of scared. Got it out of there as well, but. It's amazing what you can see and what's out there as long as you have the food for them. And, of course, in wintertime, they always say if you're feeding something, you want to keep that through the winter. Now, we've had a mild winter, so sometimes your food source will be that for the bird if they're there. So it's a good idea to keep it.
We have our feeders set up where it's pretty close to where my wife and I like to relax. And we actually find that watching the feeder is way more fun than watching TV. It's a lot more entertaining. It's, you know, put some nice quiet music on, and I realize that sounds like an awfully slow-paced life, but I think that's what a lot of people need to do is slow down, watch the flying pigs feed, and just have a ball. And the little games they play back and forth are just hilarious.
Well, our guest this morning is Brian McCune from the Rock Pile. Thanks for coming in this morning. Again, the Rock Pile just north of I-90 in Avon on Nagel Road. Watch their website for news on the Rock Pile's spring open house coming up on April 2nd.